On the line with us today, Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas, the Honorable Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. Congressman, this Wednesday, you've got markup of your proposed farm bill that you've put out along with Ranking Member Colin Peterson. From what you've heard thus far from out in farm country, how are you feeling about the reaction that you're getting from your draft proposal?
Well, first of all, Ron, I think the key thing to remember and what we've tried to do is craft a balanced, reform-minded, fiscally responsible bill. And in the feedback that I've had from the folks out in the countryside who've had a chance now to see information about the draft that was released last week that we will be using as the base text next Wednesday, I think a pretty positive response. Now, there are some perhaps in the Midwest who view the Senate bill as the bill to end all bills, but for a bill to pass the House of Representatives, a bill to pass out of the Agriculture Committee, we have to do a little bit more than they did, and I think we'll get that done, and folks back home understand that, Ron.
Now ARC is, I guess maybe the way to phrase it is a little more generous as far as their shallow loss proposal compared to the House version, right?
Exactly. In the House version, you're going to have more skin in the game before it kicks in. Instead of the 11% number, it'll be a 15% price swing before it kicks in. That's not dramatic, but it is a change, and it is relevant. Of course, we also need to remember that the Senate version is essentially the proposal in the House where we give producers an option in all commodity groups, an option between the revenue program, shallow loss, or something along the protection program of the assumption prices, some people want to call it target prices, by giving producers an option. I think you may be surprised if our version is the version that ultimately signed into law, and I hope that's the case. You may be surprised the number of people who take the House option.
Now, you know, when we start thinking, obviously, it is a the House option or the basically this reworking of counter-cyclical type approach, it is a lot more familiar to producers, right?
Well, exactly. The concept in the Senate side is that you take the last 5 years of prices, and in certain commodity groups, those have been the most amazing, and if you have some minor swings in price, then you get a payment under the revenue program. Now, once you pass through this swing at the top of the price chart, if you have long-term price problems or multiple-year problems, basically the program winds down and you're left without. The House perspective is, instead of just trying to make the best years the very, very best, we want to create a safety net so that if we have, as we had in the 70s, as we had in the 90s, whether it's driven by demand or by supply, a collapse in prices, we want to have a floor there, a safety net, so that producers just don't fall completely through the whole process. That's the main difference between the House and Senate version, and it's something, yes, producers will be familiar with.
And at this point, you know, based on the CBO score, it sounds like you've been successful in walking this line of being able to achieve some budget savings.
Oh, yes. We will achieve approximately $14 billion over on the commodity side of the equation. We'll achieve about $16 billion on the nutrition side, approximately $6 billion or so dollars on the conservation side. Now, we'll plow part of those savings on the commodity title back into expanding that safety net, but the net bottom line is we'll save more than $35 billion. That's substantially more than the Senate's approximately $23 billion number, and greater savings than the President called for in his last two budgets of approximately $33 billion in savings. So we're the frugal bunch when it comes to the taxpayers' dollars.
Now, our last conversation, you kind of alluded to the fact that you wanted to kind of equal up the percentage of giving back as far as these savings are concerned versus commodity program versus nutrition, and I guess this basically achieves that.
Yes, it does. The perspective of the folks back home have told me for a long, long time that they understood that even though 80% of the farm bill are the social welfare programs, the feeding programs, and the other 20% is everything else, the commodity title, conservation, rural development, ag research, all of those things together, they felt like that there should be more equity in where the reforms are made, the savings are achieved. And we do that. The commodity title gives its fair share. The nutrition title gives its fair share. Conservation through the combining of a number of programs and the reduction in the authorized acres of CRP also put its fair share in. Everybody, Ron, contributes to the reforms and the savings in this farm bill. Not just farmers, everybody participates, as well as farmers.
At this point, Congressman, where do you see how's this going to play out on Wednesday in your mind?
We fire up on Wednesday morning. I believe 10 o'clock is East Coast time, is the beginning of the markup. I do not anticipate a manager's amendment, and for some of our listeners' benefit, Ron, customarily in a lot of legislative processes, when you get down to actually beginning work on the bill, there will be a number of last-minute changes that will be incorporated in something called the manager's amendment. I, as of this moment, do not anticipate a manager's amendment. The draft that was released a few days ago is the draft that we will work off of this coming Wednesday. We will go through the bill title by title, nutrition, conservation, commodities, and not necessarily in that particular order, but we'll go through the titles of the bill. The titles will be open for amendment by members, both in the majority and the minority. We'll debate and discuss those amendments as they come up and vote on them, accepting or rejecting, and work our way through the process. I don't know how many days this will take. We, of course, have to suspend the markup when we have votes on the floor of the United States House, as is appropriate. But it would be my intention that once we start this process, short of voting on the floor, with the agreement, of course, of my ranking member, I'd like to just push this on until we are completed, whenever that may be.
I guess the big focus on Wednesday, it will be the farm bill, but obviously this debate over Obamacare will be something that will be overshadowing.
Oh, that probably the national media will ignore us for the debate on the floor of the United States House, which may run more than one day on repealing the entire Obamacare bill. But I promise you, the members of the House Agriculture Committee understand the importance of doing this every five-year farm bill. They'll be in committee. We'll be working hard on our farm bill.
Not to presume on what your committee ends up taking care of, but assuming you have a bill that you can take to the floor, what is the winning argument to convince your House leadership to give you floor time?
I think it's a series of concepts, Ron. Number one, if we're really concerned in this Congress about creating jobs, economic growth, putting people to work, then we need to not only try to restart those industries that are having such tough times, but setting weather aside, we've had a pretty decent run in agriculture. We need to keep that process going. We need to keep good policy in place so that production agriculture and processing will prosper. Consequently, rural America will prosper, and that will be the advantage of everyone. I might just casually mention to my leadership that 73 of the top 100 ag-producing districts in the United States House happen to be occupied by Republicans. Just a little trivial side note to mention to leadership. But the bottom line is we will have done our work. We will have achieved the savings that were spelled out for us. We'll have done it in a balanced, reform-minded, physically responsible fashion. And that having done our work, we deserve the opportunity to go to the floor to complete our efforts in the United States House, because we need to do that to get ultimately to conference with the Senate now, who've passed a farm bill not only out of committee but across the floor. There's still a long ways to go, but we can get this done, and I believe we have a responsibility to get this done.
On the conference, assuming that you can get to that particular point here some point in a reasonable amount of time, do you still feel pretty confident that you'll be able to deal successfully with Senator Stabenow?
My working experience last fall in the hurry-up effort as a part of the supercommittee process with Senate Chairwoman Stabenow was a very positive experience. I believe that in conference we can accomplish a lot, and we can do it quickly. Now, of course, you also have your ranking members factored in on that, Colin Peterson in the House and Pat Roberts in the United States Senate, but I think they want to complete a farm bill just as badly as Senator Stabenow, and I want to do that, to tie down farm policy, tie down our commitment to rule America for the next 5 years, get past this presidential election process, get past the next administration, do our work, and get her done, so to speak.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.